You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
There's also a story you talked about when you were coon hunting years ago. And which is pretty interesting. I think about Jerry Clowers when I hear that story, right. His stories. But talk to us about a time you were actually coon hunting with Willie Mack and Marvin and what was taking place. A pretty interesting story there.
Okay. Now, there's a couple about coon hunting. I sometimes try to figure out where God in this. Maybe it just shows I'm an ordinary man.
Well, your climbing that tree was pretty amazing.
Well, I did climb the trees to knock out the coon. And this story is called Changing in Attitude or Wear the Damn Sack.
Right.
Forgive me for saying damn.
Right.
But, we started out with a really bad attitude that night.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young Georgia farmer, my best friend, and when Willie Mack and Marvin, two brothers,
mm-hmm.
and it was really neat. They had a couple of plot dogs,
mm-hmm.
and Marvin would carry this big giant axe. It, actually, I use an axe that has about a 6-pound head, which is a bigger than average axe,
because
I chop a lot of wood in my life.
Right.
But this is a double-bladed axe that weighed 10 pounds.
He
was about 6'4", real narrow at the waist.
Uh-huh.
And so he carried this axe, and we're going through the woods, though, and it's getting late. We hadn't even struck a single coon.
Uh-huh.
And I got off by myself, and the coon dog come over and started treeing a coon.
Uh-huh.
And we looked up there, and we saw the biggest boar coon I think we'd ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And Willie Mack had been saying he wanted to capture a coon to train his puppies with. So I said, I'll climb that tree. And it was a really big tree, about 100 feet tall.
Whoa.
Had a real rough bark on it. To this day, I don't know exactly I need to go back and look at some things, see what kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to climb up there. And when I got up really high, got up close to him, I saw what a big boar coon he was.
Uh-huh.
And he started growling at me. And I thought, what have I done? How am I going to get him out of this tree without a bigger stick? Yeah,
oh,
he was growling.
Ooh.
So I cut a stick about 6 foot long.
Right.
And we had a little sword fight, and I finally poked him out. I saw him sail down through to the ground, and all of a sudden they were in a big fight, and they were all hollering down there.
Right.
And I was way up there, and the flashlight looked like tiny pin lights.
Wow.
And I thought, what am I doing up here? I need to get down.
Right.
So I made a move to go down, and I slipped and fell.
Ooh.
But I had my hands on either side of the tree.
Right.
And it raked the flesh off the inside of my hands.
Wow.
And thank God, I've got a shock mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has something to do with the adrenaline. My hands didn't hurt, but they burnt like fire.
Right.
So I just said, I got to ignore them because I'm that high.
Right.
And I started climbed on down. Got down there. A coon dog has a hard time with that big a coon.
Mm-hmm.
My good Catahoula that fights over in about 60 seconds.
The Catahoula's the name of the dog.
Yeah, that's another type of dog.
Right,
but these coon dogs, as soon as they got scratched or slightly bit, they turn loose and mostly bark, and then they would fight. So we're going around that tree, and we had a sack to put the coon in,
mm-hmm.
and old Willie Mack, he's the bravest one of their crowd, so to speak. He grabbed the coon by the tail.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a coon by the tail, he can't get you if you hold him out.
Okay.
But if you put something close by there, and I tried to put him in the sack, I grabbed the sack.
Right.
The coon grabbed the side of the sack. Well, then when he did that, he come around and scratched me.
Oh, wow.
And made another scream growl. I had to turn loose everything.
Right.
So now there's another big fight going around there.
Right.
We go around the tree again. Next news you know, I see the coon's tail.
Uh-huh.
I grab the coon by the tail. 20 pounds, he's heavy. I lift him up, and Willie Mack, he grabs the sack.
Right.
We put him down in the sack.
Right, right.
Grab the top of the sack, and we began to start howling and dancing. I said, like Indians, black and white Indians.
Right.
We were dancing and hollering.
Right.
So Willie Mack goes, boys, look what that coon did in my hand. Because, see, the coon did grab him, but I didn't turn loose of the sack.
Right.
And he had a big, deep scratch.
Oh, wow.
And I had a thought. I said, yeah, look what he did to me. And I hadn't looked at my hands. I turned my hands over, and they were a bloody mess because they had no skin on them.
Wow.
And they all went, oh.
Right, yeah.
And they got silent for just a second, you know.
Right.
And I said, no, I did that when I fell from the tree, boys.
Wow.
But the name of the story is Changes in Attitudes or Where to I'm sacked. Because that's what Willie Mack hollered at. We had a
sack. Right, right, right.
So what I mentioned in the story is sometimes circumstances will change an attitude.
Right.
But I found that if you go towards thanksgiving, toward the Lord, and if you go towards praise, and then towards worship, that can change your attitude from even despondency, discourage, or fear.
Right.
So that's what I want to encourage you to do.
Yeah, being grateful. I mean, he says enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. Enter his courts with praise.
Yeah, and so you think that it's difficult when you're struggling, the thing that's hard for you to think about is something good.
Right.
And once you start thinking about something good, you forget about the something bad. It was amazing how it just kind of changes your perspective.
Right. Well, that leads me to, you say, well, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a technique.
Okay.
One of my best friends, an older Messianic Jew, and he likes the thing of flow. He doesn't necessarily like techniques.
Right.
But when I studied judo and I studied wrestling,
right.
I learned techniques, and they work every time if you get it right. Mm-hmm. So this is a technique.
Okay.
Please forgive me, but it works every time for me.
Okay.
Okay, it's about coming into the presence of God. We just mentioned it. Mm-hmm. It's about hearing God. I learned it from a fellow named Ernie Gruen back in the 80s. He had a church of about 1,000 in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And he called it pulling a James 1:5. Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't like the word pulling because I'm not sure what that means, but it means you go to James 1:5. It says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and he'll give it to him liberally and won't upbraid him. Right. But then it goes on to say, don't let that man doubt, because then he's like a wave tossed to and fro, and everything is wishy-washy, so to speak. That's a paraphrase.
Yeah.
So this technique is to get you where you can hear God, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't get anything out of me and about this book, I'm trying to tell you, you can hear God. Okay, you got to be careful that you're not trying to hear something for your own lust. Right. But he says if you lack wisdom, you ask and he'll give it to you. All right, so here's the technique. The problem is with it, how do you know it's not your own voice or perhaps the voice of Satan?
Right.
I didn't used to believe in Satan, but I believe he's real.
Right.
He's real.
Right.
Okay, so you don't want to hear him and you don't want to hear your own conscience because you might have had a bad conscience from your significant other speaking into you something that was false.
True.
Maybe it's a teacher.
Right.
Maybe it's a dad that left you or abused you or hurt you, okay?
Right.
So your conscience may not be perfect. What you've got to do is get the Word of God by the Spirit of God. When they come together with the rhema, that becomes your conscience. That's your goal.
That's
you ask God to renew your minds so that you're hearing Him as you come to know Him, right?
Right.
So now here's the technique. You got to get rid of yourself and you got to get rid of Satan. Mm. Okay? You come into the presence of God, then you ask, and then you're not going to have any doubt whatsoever.
Right.
Whatever it is, if he says go out on the limb, you got better go out on the limb because he honors obedience.
Right.
So here's what I do. Here's what Ernie taught. He did it a little bit longer times.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say you take about, I'm not sure how long, I say 5 to 10 minutes. But okay, last night, preparing for this, okay, I did it with 5 minutes and it went a little beyond that.
Right.
So I said on my phone, I set a 5 minute timer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you begin to thank God because just like Greg said, you enter his gate with thanksgiving. So now you're moving toward the one you want to hear. See, you want to hear, you want wisdom, you're moving toward him. You enter his gate with thanksgiving. So you begin to thank and you say, thank you, Lord, for this soft, warm bed. I don't know what you're going to say, but whatever you think of right then. Thank you for my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for my boys.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for my salvation.
Yeah.
Thank you for Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that I finished the book finally.
Yes.
Thank you for this or for that. Thank you for 5 minutes.
Right.
Ding. Now you say, okay, I'm going to go towards praise.
Right.
You enter his gates. Now you're in the gate. Now you're going to go into his courts a little closer to God. And you begin to praise him.
Good.
And there's so much to praise him about, especially if you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He went all the way. He didn't have to go.
Come on.
He went all the way.
Right.
He got his beard pulled out. For who? For you and moi. He got his beard pulled out, okay?
Yeah.
They crucified him. They beat him.
Yeah.
Okay? He did that. Oh, how about this? He's faithful.
Mm.
That's worthy of praise.
So faithful.
How about he's true?
Yes.
How about he's good? How about he's full of mercy? Jesus is the mercy seat, for heaven's sake. He's wonderful. He's worthy of praise. I praise you, Lord. Then you get personal. I praise you.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking, I praise you. 5 minutes. Ding. Right. Now you're going to go towards worship. Mm. You've gone through the gate, you're into his courts, and now you're going to go into his presence. And you say, I love you, Lord. I don't even know how to say it. I don't know how to do this, but I love you. You first love me. Help me right now. Help me love you. Oh, beyond that, you're the God of all creation. I worship you. Yes. I worship, I love you, but I worship you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, 5 minutes of worship. You know you're in your presence. There's a scripture that says, draw near to God, he'll draw to you. Submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee. Mm. And then you say, okay, God, forget myself. Now, I'm asking you, and I'm saying, Satan, the word says, I resist you as I submit to God and you flee. So get out of my mind, out of my thoughts. I'll not hear your voice. And now, Father, I ask you this question. Mm. And I usually save it for ones that are important.
Right.
And I say, I pop the question. And then I'm right. believing by faith. This right. is a faith thing. You right. think he's going to get on to you for faith in it?
Right.
Jesus is the one who said, where's right. your faith, dudes? Where's your right. faith? Is there no faith? Am I going to find anybody with faith?
Is he going to give you a rock?
No, no. Ask, right? you, if you yeah. ask, yeah. he's going to give you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I said, the question, and then you believe by faith he's going to speak from his spirit mm-hmm. to your spirit
right.
to your soul. Your
right.
soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Right. You ask the question, and I've learned it kind of yes or no.
Right.
Yes or no. And if I hear yes on that question, do I do this or do I do this, yeah. then I'm done.
Right.
Now, I know what I'm going to do, Lord.
His answers could terrify you. You could come out and go, yes. And that means yes, right?
Yeah, that means yes.
That
means yes. You
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Now, I've been telling this people, and I don't see a lot of other people quite picked up on it yet.
Right.
But this is what I do.
Right.
And
awesome.
He's never, ever been wrong.
Wow.
I say consult the Lord in mm-hmm. everything you do.
Right.
I'll be going along and I say, do I pick up that hitchhiker?
Right.
And if I hear yes, my son, I pull over and pick him up.
Right.
Yeah. The one time he didn't, I didn't. Okay.
Right.
The guy got in the truck and said, I was there during the Civil War.
Right, right, right.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't right. ask. Okay.
Right, right, right.
I said, hey, I'm going to let you out over here, buddy.
Right.
I'm full of mercy.
I'm only going this far.
Yeah, you're scaring me. Yeah. So, anyway, the point yeah. of it is mm-hmm. yes, hear the Lord.
Right.
Fear the Lord.
Right.
And then obey the Lord.
Man.
Okay, that's in the book.
That is good, man. You've got to get that. You got to get this book. It'll bless you. You got it. I've got a link right here to be able to get to it. You can get it from Amazon, get it from his website. You got the Kindle version of it as well, the
right.
paperback.
Okay, I want to say
well.
One thing. I'm
yeah.
going to interrupt. Excuse
go
me.
Ahead,
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to lift up the book. I'm not trying to look up John Newland. The name of it's Ordinary. I couldn't
right.
tie my shoes without him. The book is nothing but a story of my experiences with him.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah, it's all about him. Okay, let's put that up front.
And you know me, I wouldn't recommend a book if it wasn't good.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed
yeah,
it. I mean, it's very, I mean, I couldn't put it down. I had to just nonstop read it. I was, when I first got the book, he didn't realize how fast I was moving. I'm like, what is this? Oh my goodness. It literally is, he calls it an ordinary man, but his life has been anything but ordinary. But yeah, he is an, it's amazing.
It's
you gotta
an
get
extraordinary
the
God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.